This is a
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah. Turn that shit up, yo, St. Peter. I'm so baked, gotta get more baked. Woot! I just took a DNA test. Turns out I'm 100% high as fuck. People say I'm stoned and lazy. Yeah, if you got a problem with that, you can suck me. I see you outside, bitch, you can't duck me. You could've smoked with me, but you whipped, bitch, on your case. So you got skipped. We were supposed to burn one down, but that's more weed for me, and that's the sound of me smoking more weed. I'm so baked, gotta get more baked. Hitting trees till I can't see straight. These friends always smoking up my weed. G-basses never wanna match me. So green got the sticky icky. Grew my own, but that shit was iffy. Bring the chronic if you wanna blaze with me. Boo boo cocky, badonka donk donk. You fucking break my bong, time for you to be gone. Cut with some glass so you remember you were wrong. Hey, you seem to be bleeding quite a bit, getting that spray all over my carpet. I'll never, ever, ever, ever be able to clean that shit. I put the I in high. You smell that dank, it's mine. So you can tell your friend to mind their own business. Don't fucking narc or be a state's witness. I'm so baked, gotta get more baked. Hitting trees till I can't see straight. These friends always smoking up my weed. G-basses never wanna match me. So green got the sticky icky. Grew my own, but that shit was iffy. Bring the chronic if you wanna blaze with me. Boo boo cocky, but donka donk donk. That's right, that dope shit, yo.
Oh, this is kinda cool.
You can put your weed in there.
Stoners, Jesus.
Oh, check this out.
Oh, yeah. That's beautiful. A lot of people don't realize this, but you can put your weed in there.
This is the Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
It's my Greg here, Poontang, if I can use a medical term.
Man, oh, man.
You're gay. There's no facts in the church.
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. Don't try to debate me on something. Motherfucker, I can't do many things well, but words are my shit. Yeah. There we go. It's Stern Jesus Show, Chapter 3, Verse 6. We're live on Twitter and on Periscope at Stoner Jesus 420. It's October 14th, 2019. It's Columbus Day, aka Indigenous Peoples Day. Whatever you want to call it. If you're watching the video, you see that I'm celebrating with what made America great in the first place. Good old-fashioned cultural appropriation. That's right. A lot of stuff going on tonight. It is Check Your Titties Month. It was our first show during Check Your Titties Month. The last one was like September 30th, so it wasn't officially yet Check Your Titties Month. We're playing the old Check Your Titties bits and the PSAs and stuff throughout the night. Also, second segment from back in the day, we have the girls from Cam Girl Dollhouse. They did self-breast exams on the show. In the interest of education, of course, that will be played a little bit later. And just a few days ago, I did an interview with adult superstar Eva Lovia. Interviewed her back in the day, like 4 years ago, when she was trying to become the first person to have sex in space. That didn't happen. Now she is with child. A lot of stuff going on in our lives, so we caught up with her. That'll be a little bit later in the show as well. Coming up, we got our Twitch giveaway we're going to talk about. Also, a little bit about Andy Dick. And very impressive semen explosion. All of that is coming up on the Stoner Jesus Show Live. The Twitch thing, I'll play the video before we go to break. Here in the first segment. Twitch, if you follow me on Twitch, you have a chance to win the Trailer Park Boys silicone bong that you've sometimes seen on the show or in various videos that I've done. It's a silicone bong. Trailer Park Boys. It's pretty self-explanatory. You know what it looks like. It's black and all that. I could have got it out, but you'll see it in the video coming up, so it doesn't matter. I'm not going to go through all that. In any case, December 10th, I'm going to announce on the show or on Twitter, whatever I'm doing that night, the winner of the giveaway. All you do is follow me on Twitch. Live in the U.S., be 21 years old, age or older. On Twitch, I am StonerJesus420 Twitch. Yes, all of that. I'm running on the crawl. If you're watching the video as well, it's running on the crawl along the bottom of the screen. StonerJesus420 Twitch. Follow me on Twitch. I've been playing some things on there. We might start streaming. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. We're wading into the territory to see what things are like. I know these fake-ass dreadlocks are getting on my nerves. There we go. That's better. It's rubbing my neck. Bothering the fuck out of me. Anyway, as promised, we have Andy Dick and a semen explosion. Yes, that's right. Andy Dick, semen explosion. Get it? Of course you do. It's the highbrow shit we got going on here. And then, like I said, before we go to break, we'll talk about the Twitch giveaway. The first, well, you guys knew Andy Dick. You know he gets up to some shenanigans. Yeah, he did. TMZ
Andy
Live.
Dick got into a fight with his Uber Eats delivery driver.
Which is odd in the first place.
Right. They showed up with, look, we're used to seeing some bizarre things happen with Andy Dick. This one is strange in that he definitely got the worst of this fight, but he is the suspect in the battery.
Right.
We'll explain, but here's what happened when the delivery people showed up on Wednesday night. It does not end well for Andy.
It's my food now,
stop,
bitch.
Stop.
Film it. Disturbing.
This is so
do you want me to die?
So obviously, old Andy is, to use a turn of phrase, high as fuck. Whatever he's high on, I don't know, but he is fucked up. And as usual, when you get that fucked up on some really hardcore narcotics, well, you make some bad decisions.
Don't do that.
Boy, you're on camera, boy.
You know what? I just
makes a lot of sense, by the way.
Here's what happens. So this Uber Eats car pulls up. They have a delivery in that building. They see Andy. They kind of say hi to him. Andy jokes around.
He wants
around.
The food. He wants food.
Yeah, it's not even Andy's food. And it's this other guy.
He says, I'm hungry. I want that food.
Right.
It's not your food. When,
so
when
they
kind of
start playing around. The Uber Eats guy thinks they're just playing around. The other guy's brother goes to take a picture of Andy, and they kind of Andy tries to swat the phone away and spits on Andy. That's when the brother came and slammed
him. The guy. Andy spits on the guy.
Yeah, Andy spit on the guy. And then that's when the brother body slammed Andy.
It's not odd that Andy got slammed to the ground.
I didn't realize that Andy had allegedly spit
on
this guy.
And also,
that's what that
was being aggressive.
Was it wasn't his delivery.
No, it wasn't. And then
just because you get the worst of it doesn't turn you into the victim.
Yeah.
No, and I talked to Andy, and I talked to him yesterday, and Andy completely denies spitting on anybody, and says he claims
that. Looked like spitting to me.
And now, when we had the slow-mo there, now I can see why his brother stepped in. Because at first it seemed like the brother gave him a cheap shot. Like, he didn't seem coming.
So you see that? That looks like he spit on him.
Yeah, listen, I'm just telling you what Andy said.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And then Andy said that they offered him tacos and then took the plate away. It's very weird. It's typical Andy stuff. And then Andy said he's going to go to the cops and make a report. So at the end of the day, so far, nothing's happened.
Hi, Sarah from Des Moines.
Yeah. Sorry, Sarah from Des Moines. I'm not interested. In any case, Andy Dick's got some problems. Andy Dick has always had some problems. He continues to have problems. By the way, if you want to email the show, stonerjesus420@gmail.com. You can find all information on the show, as you see on the bottom crawl there on the video, stonerjesus.net. Social media links, audio episodes, all that stuff. You can also find us on cannabisradio.com. A lot of great podcasts on there. Tons of great shows on cannabisradio.com. We're also on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher. We're good, wonderful podcasting platforms, the ones you know and love. Now, we have a little something different. If you want to tweet the show at SternJesus420, make sure you follow us on Periscope for the live show. Get those notifications so you know when we go live. This is a Newsweek story. It's about a month old. I didn't do it in the last show because I forgot about it, but I should have. But I don't care. It's such a good story that I will do it right now. Massive semen explosion after blaze hits bull artificial insemination facility. Firefighters forced to dodge quote-unquote projectiles. Now, normally, as a writer, I'm a stickler for very, very long titles. They get on my nerves. But I think in this case, really, they had to fit all that in. It was a lot. It was a lot. It was a big load. They fit it all in to the title. Massive semen explosion after blaze hits bull artificial insemination facility, comma, firefighters forced to dodge projectiles. A huge fire at a cattle breeding facility in Australia has caused thousands of dollars in damage after at least 100 cylinders containing bull semen were destroyed. Emergency services were called to the blaze in the early hours at Yurram Herd Services in Gippsland, Victoria. According to ABC, it took 10 fire crews more than 2 hours to fully extinguish the fire after it broke out around 3 a.m. local time. That is some stamina. A spokesman from the County Fire Authority told Daily Mail Australia the fire had completely shredded the building. That is getting the D. Getting the D hard. County Fire Authority Gippsland Commander Chris Loschenko said the crew... I'll try that again. Loschenko said the crew had to be wary of projectiles coming at them while they tackled the blaze. You're goddamn right. The liquid inside the cylinders was rapidly expanding, and essentially the lids of the cryogenic cylinders were just popping off the top, busting a nut, as it were, and projectiles were being thrown from the building, he told ABC. So firefighters went into defensive mode initially to project themselves. I guess something sort of like this, like that, something like this. No, not in the face, not the face. In any case, because they were also LPG cylinders at the neighboring property, and they did a magnificent job. Loschenko added that he had never had anything to do with artificial insemination side of things before during his career. I guess he wouldn't. I don't know. I don't know what they do in Australia. Maybe they're all very versed in artificial insemination with bull semen. I have no idea. Yurram Herd Services Committee Vice Chairman Aaron Thomas said the loss of 100 cryogenic cylinders of cattle semen will be a huge blow for the farmers. I'll let you put your own joke in there. Or insert your own joke, as it were. There's a lot of semen, though. There'll be a lot of bull jerking going on to make up for that shit. The actual cylinders are worth between $500, US $342, and $1,000 per unit, but the semen inside them varies in price. We're coming into AI season, in this case, artificial insemination season, so there would have to be substantial amounts of semen inside the tanks that we've lost. There would have been substantial amounts of semen. So they were just packed to the brim. The balls were full of semen. And they were owned by local farmers. It can have a range of values from $5 per straw to $95 per straw. What's that mean? Is that a unit of measurement when it comes to bull semen? The straw? How much can I get per straw for my bull semen? The price. Are you going to quote me per straw for my bull semen? In any case, it's a tragedy of sorts in Australia. Much bull semen has been lost. I don't know. There's no donations for that. I don't think the Red Cross is going to cover that. Donations for the bull semen. I don't have any bull semen laying around that I can send them, like canned goods. There's nothing you can do. A lot of bulls are going to get jerked. I mean, there's just no way around that. A lot of bulls are going to get jerked. They got to make up all that semen. I guess they do it by machine. I don't know maybe the person has to do that. Get a hand cramp. Get a hand cramp jerking off bulls making up for the loss of semen. This is real. That was in Newsweek. All this actually happened. Damn. That's crazy. Anyway, as I said, coming up, it is Check Your Titties Month. We'll be playing the various PSAs and song parody songs and whatever. During the breaks, also throw in a little of the Celebrity Titties parody song. If you hear a phone number, don't worry about it. It's not in use anymore. We used to have 1-347-414-WEED. People would call through Skype. Now we have this video thing that we could possibly do if you wanted someone to call live. But, you know. Anyway, coming up, the girls from camgirldollhouse.com, CG Dollhouse on Twitter. Last year, they did some self-breast exams on the show. So we'll play that for you for Check Your Titties Month also. After that, Eva Lovia, adult superstar. I interviewed her a few days ago, catching up with what's going on in her life. We'll play that interview for you as well. Right now, before we go to break, I'm going to play you the video for the Twitch giveaway. Again, if you want to win a Trailer Park Boys silicone bong from the Stoner Jesus Show, you have a little less than 2 months to enter. All you have to do, be 21, live in the U.S., and follow us on Twitch. StonerJesus420. Twitch is the name. StonerJesus420. Twitch. Go follow and be merry. And possibly want a bong that I will try to get to you in time for Christmas, if all goes well. Stoner Jesus Show, live, chapter 3, verse 6. Live on StonerJesus420 on Twitter and on Periscope. Make sure you follow us on Periscope. Check us out at stonerjesus.net for all information on the show, audio shows, links, all that stuff. stonerjesus.net. Now, check out the Twitch giveaway. Yeah. Okay, we should be live streaming on Twitch, also recording for various other social media platforms. It is a live test of the Twitch stream here at Stoner Jesus 420 Twitch. There's also the announcement of the Twitch Stoner Jesus Show giveaway, as you can see right there if you're watching the video. All you have to do is follow me on Twitch. As I said, it's twitch.tv/StonerJesus420 Twitch. StonerJesus420 Twitch, all one word, is my Twitch name. Yes, I know it's long. I was late to the Twitch game, but I'm trying to build a following on there now, maybe do some live streaming. No purchase necessary, as you can see. All you have to do is follow me to win, and you'll be able to win a dope Trailer Park Boys silicone water pipe, as you see there. Winner will be announced December 10th. So please follow on Twitch. That's all you need to do. No purchase necessary. Don't need to do anything except for follow me on Twitch. StonerJesus420. Twitch will be doing some live streaming. I play some replays on there. Here is the Trailer Park Boys silicone bong that you can win. Of course, silicone, unbreakable. You can throw it off a building. It won't matter. It'll probably bounce pretty high. You have this, the Trailer Park Boys diffuser and the chamber and all that, as you can see. You can also see it in the picture if you're watching the video version of the show. If you're just watching the audio, well, you just have to take my word for it that I have a Trailer Park Boys silicone bong that I'm going to give away to a Twitch follower. I'll follow you back on Twitch. All you got to do is follow me. StonerJesus420 Twitch. Twitch.tv/StonerJesus420 Twitch. As I said, I know it's a lot. It's a long, long title, long account name, whatever. It doesn't matter. You can follow it. I tweet it out all the time. I put it on Facebook all the time, other social media outlets. So all you got to do is hit that follow button. No purchase necessary. You don't have to subscribe. Give me any money, anything. Just follow. Between now and December 10th, we'll be checking it out and giving it away. As you can see there, the water pipe giveaway. It's awesome. And so come follow. Come follow us on Twitch. StonerJesus420 Twitch. Now we'll be doing some live streams, all that stuff. We're also on StonerJesus.net, of course, Periscope, many other places. At StonerJesus420 on Twitter and Periscope. StonerJesus.net for all information on the show. Make sure you follow before December 10th. You can get a Trailer Park Boys silicone bong before Christmas. That is amazing stuff. StonerJesus420 Twitch on Twitch. Go follow, be 21, live in the U.S. to be eligible to win. Thanks, everybody.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
The Stoner Jesus Show is brought to you in part by Hemptations.com and PlanetEverywhere.com. They got a lot of awesome stuff for you to check out. But don't just take my word for it. Let Beach, the owner of Hemptations, tell you all about it.
It's a very large selection of hemp goods, everything from reusable coffee filters to frisbees, bandanas, everything planted everywhere on the site is made in Cincinnati, Ohio, made locally. We also have other retail products from our cosmetics, earthly body product, bags on the retail site. You know, again, anybody local in Cincinnati can go to Hemptations.com and get the info on the stores. Planted Everywhere is our .com is our retail site. You can hit me up on Hemptation Beach or like my Facebook page, Hemptations or Hemptations 2. I'm on Twitter, Google, I'm on the internet everywhere, just like everyone. You know, we love to hear from people all over the world, positive things about industrial hemp. That's what I do. That's what we do. Largest selection of industrial hemp on the planet in the stores. And I'd like to grow that inventory to be able to say that I haven't actually checked out all the other hemp retail spots to see if we have the largest amount on our planet everywhere, but it's a fair selection.
And as Beach always says,
having temptations.
Cannabis use isn't the only thing growing, so are we. Grow with us. CannabisRadio.com.
Learning the benefits of proper nutrition, supplementation, and personal development to live a healthy and abundant life. Awaken, adjust, and aspire. High on Healthy. Mondays on demand. Only on CannabisRadio.com.
Celebrity titties. Celebrity titties leaked online. Celebrity titties. Celebrity titties, we want more. Yeah, Peter's not the only motherfucker that can sing. Jennifer Lawrence and some bitch I've never heard of. Kate Upton's fine ass boobies. We can't get enough of. We just want more titties. Ladies, get those shirts off. Our wives and girlfriends, don't put out. We need help to jerk off. Hot bitches I saw in the movies. Titties out on my screen. We just want more celebrity titties. Celebrity titties leaked online. Celebrity titties. Celebrity titties on my computer screen. Celebrity titties. Celebrity titties. We want more, bitch.
Pear Savant speaks to patients, advocates, and professionals to keep you informed on all the latest trends and advancements in the medical cannabis industry on Alternative Talk, presented by AlternativeVibes.com. Tuesdays on demand, only on CannabisRadio.com.
The Tommy Chong Show on Cannabis Radio.
You got me running. You got me hiding. Run, hide, and hide, run any way you want. Let it roll. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got me doing what you want me, baby. Girl, what you want me to do? Shut up and do a podcast, as I want you to do. Oh, that sounds like a good idea.
The Tommy Chong Podcast, only on CannabisRadio.com.
This is a public service announcement from the Stoner Jesus Show.
Hello, ladies. Stoner Jesus here from the Stoner Jesus Show. The very important public service announcement have a very serious and simple question for all the ladies out there. Have you checked yo titties? As you know, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month and is known affectionately at the Stoner Jesus Show as Check Yo Titties Month. So ladies, how about it? Have you checked your titties? Have you goddamn titties checked by a professional titty checker? If you haven't, I don't know what you're waiting for. You gotta grab them titties. You gotta rub them titties. You gotta feel and squeeze them titties. How else are you gonna find a lump or something early enough to where it can be combated by medical professionals or cannabis if that's what you choose? Check them titties. It's a very important public service announcement from the Stoner Jesus Show. Check them titties.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome back, everybody. Stoner Jesus Show on the old video chat. We have from Cam Girl Dollhouse, and correct me if I'm wrong on these, Chelsters, Bella, and Kaya Eve.
Yes. Hi.
Awesome. Welcome, ladies. Calling from the West Coast. How's California treating you, and why are you all out there?
So gorgeous.
Loving California. You know that I'm definitely from the East Coast. Always have been. I know me over there. All the way here to California, and let me tell you, I'm not really that impressed. I'm not gonna lie, like it's fun, I guess, but like
it's pretty foggy.
I haven't really experienced enough of it, I guess, to really like be like, yeah, go Cali. Like I don't know if it's worth
it. We're in Hollywood. If we can just like clarify on where we are on the map, like when you come to California for your first time, when you go to Hollywood, it's like you don't see the beach. You're not on the
yeah.
I mean, it's concrete jungle out here.
I did about the palm trees.
There's just a lot of people. Just lots of, you know, it's like nice building, shit building. So
yeah, it's very definitely very. It's like, I don't know, in Boston, you know, you have the rich area, you get the poor area, you get the medium area. And here, it's like, luxury mansion, housing projects, grocery store, mansion.
Our building.
Koreatown.
Yeah.
Like, it's definitely very blended here, which I think is cool. But, I mean, it's just normal city. But we do have something epic happening in Hollywood, yes. Which is why we're here. We're going to the Why Not Kim Awards. Several of the Canberra Dollhouse models have actually been nominated for awards. We have Kaya, who was nominated for a multi-platform
master. Multi-platform master.
Nice.
Master. I'm good at putting my clips and my porn on tons of different platforms, on multi-platforms.
Yeah.
As a master, if you will.
And Shelters was nominated for
props.
Yeah. You've had some crazy stuff going on, like the steampunk gun and brass knuckles with dildo attached, the lightsaber dildo. Lots of fun ones. And I was nominated for most creative because I think I created Camera Dollhouse, so that's pretty.
Nice. Congratulations, show, ladies.
Thank you. So what we're all doing as well, what me and you are doing. What are we doing?
Well,
we haven't gotten there yet. I'm not pushing that. Okay, just so you guys know, I'm not mean to her. She's awesome. When I play with her, we have fun. But sometimes, you know, a girl doesn't good time around. So yeah, we are here for the award show. It's actually going to take place tomorrow night. You will be able to watch it live at awards.whynotcam.com/live. And Michelle Stairs will actually be out on the red carpet doing interviews with people. And I'm going to be a trophy girl. Oh, yay.
I'm just there.
She is just there for the food. And hold my plate. I'm going to take my food.
Maybe.
Clearly, I like food. Give me the food.
I'm not your sub, so we'll see if I might get a little hungry.
That's cute.
I'm just kidding.
She said she's not my sub, but you know, give her time. It's gonna be so. I'm really excited about it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So are you? You enjoying?
This wouldn't have happened without Bella. Like, let me just like. This wouldn't have happened without Bella. Like, if this just the Campbell Dahlhaus nominees, like, it wouldn't happen without her. So thanks to Bella for seriously, like.
You guys are awesome. But I definitely did throw some nominations out there for the dolls, and like other people agreed with me. So it wasn't even like just me. Like my one nomination wouldn't have gotten shit. But people who have met, who have seen you guys online, yeah. Seen your work, like they definitely threw in those nominations for you.
I am the ringleader.
That I will say. But they definitely earned those awards. I mean, nominations, I should say.
So hopefully everybody goes and checks that out. Obviously, when I tweet this out and stuff, I'll provide the links and all that stuff. So if you're watching this somewhere else.
Yeah, if you want everybody to watch it live, it's going to be so great. There's going to be tons and tons of models. We even have a few comedians coming on. I don't believe that's going to be on the live show, though, for you guys.
The awards will be streamed. It's a two-hour awards live stream for everybody. And I think, isn't he on the red carpet?
Yeah, the red carpet will be streamed.
Perfect.
So of course here at the Stoner Jesus Show we celebrate Check Your Titties Month. It is a tradition. Obviously our way of course spreading awareness for breast cancer awareness month and getting self exams. Bella, what can you tell people out there about self breast exams? How did you learn? I'm assuming it's not from a video podcast. How'd you learn about self breast exams? And what can you tell them?
I will say that this day and age, having done a podcast because so many people do listen to them or watch them, but like yours specifically, that you know goes on YouTube and whatnot as well, it's definitely a great platform to do it on because a lot of people do view this. I've heard learned about breast exams in school, actually, in health class. And then, I mean, I'm going to be 32 in January. So, I mean, over the years, I've learned how to do it. Before a couple of days ago, I mean, I had the general idea, but I definitely did a little bit more research before we came on today. It is definitely something that every woman needs to do. And I mean, even when you're young, you need to start doing it so you can get familiar with your breasts. And I mean, you think, oh yeah, well, I mean, I wash them and I grab them, you know, while, but you need to really get familiar with your breasts.
They're there. You need to just make love with them a little bit.
So you can notice. If you're not, you won't be able to notice an abnormal bump. If you're not familiarized with your own breast, you're not going to be able to really tell as much as you would if you did it, what was it, once a month, 2 weeks after your
menstrual cycle. And if you don't have a menstrual cycle, what did we learn? We learned, same time every month, once a month.
Correct. Yeah, what she said.
I learned that actually from Bella. I'm so sorry. I learned a lot today from the book.
I'm
of
sexual health, sexual awareness. I actually want to be an OBGYN. So I'm all about sexual health and being aware, know your status, all of that, you know.
Absolutely. So she can always check your titties too.
Yeah. Check your titties around.
Contact well.
Are there any specific techniques, and is it better if like someone else does it or if you do it, or does it really matter?
Personally, I'm going to go first, and then I want Cheryl to answer, and then I want Ty to answer so you can get an opinion from all three. I personally feel that doing it yourself is very important, and as far as what I've learned, that once you're 40, you definitely need to go get them examined, get mammograms. Or ultrasounds. My personal thing with the mammogram is it does have some radiation, so like just be aware of that when you're going in, that a mammogram does have radiation, but it's not going to do that. I'm not a doctor. Let us say that too. None of us are doctors. Okay. Yes. This is just what we've learned. But I personally feel that doing it yourself is important. Because there might not be there somebody one day when you're in the shower watching your boob and you're like, whoa, what's this? Like, you need to be familiar with your own breast. I personally feel by doing it.
Yeah, I would agree. I think that it's definitely a good thing to do by yourself regularly so that you're familiar with what everything feels like and what would be abnormal for you. I also think, you know, it's important to have regular checkups with a gynecologist who or a primary care practitioner who can do an exam for you because they'll be more knowledgeable.
Yeah, I agree with Bella and just going off show as well. I know that healthcare is a big problem for some people, like me, for instance, so I know it can be a really big issue getting to the doctor sometimes. So it is important, I think, to definitely know your body, know yourself, but also have someone else to reach out to and then be able to maybe tackle it from there. Because I know that health is a very, very scary thing to confront, just because of what can happen if you don't know. And I get that it's very, like, anxiety for lots of people. So just, like I said, make sure you yourself know. Make sure you have someone to reach out to who can probably help you with this. And then beyond that, like Shell said, primary care gyno, there's also around your areas, I'm sure, accessible. At least you can go to an urgent care for $100 and they can at least do an exam. Like, I know that sounds like kind of intimidating, but just you have to be so aware of your titties. They are very important, and cancer is just, it's a slow killer, you know?
I would also say, in most major cities, I believe that there are places where you can get
free. Definitely look at those like resources as well. There's tons of resources like that for women. So make sure you
testing, all of that in most large cities.
Yes, perfect. Yeah, exactly.
As far as techniques, I only wear I'm aware of the vertical and giving one underneath, which Shell is going to demonstrate in a minute. And then there's also a horizontal way where you can do it laying down, and Kaya is going to demonstrate that for you in a moment. Who does the demonstration? All right, ladies, whip them on. That's what we're here for.
Give the people.
Shell, why don't you take my spot?
Yeah.
Get you right in the middle.
Oh, my titties fall out.
Yeah, give them on. The my titties stay on.
Okay. She's a boss.
All right, so Shell, we're gonna start with boob. You want to start with which one's favorite? Your favorite, this one?
Yeah.
All right, so what do we do? We're gonna put your hands up over your shoulder, right?
This behind your head.
Yep. And how many fingers do we use?
Three fingers.
All right, let's get her to do that.
3 to 4 fingers, eh?
It was 2 to 3. That's how you put it on the way to the time.
No, I was definitely, that was a question, definitely to confirm, but I may have confused it better.
All right, go ahead.
So you wanna start on your armpit and using moderate pressure. Just feel for any lumps or irregularities.
Well, and then up on your armpit, right? Because a lot of the breast tissue actually extends to up there.
Just feel around for anything there. And then you want to start from the outer edge and go in a circle again, applying moderate pressure and just looking for any lumps. Just around in a circle like that. And then you can get closer to the nipple, feel for any lumps. And now, as far as I'm aware, if you have a lump, because I always have one right under my nipple, it's okay as long as it's symmetrical and in the same place on the other breast. We're gonna check the other breast in a minute. And then, it's hard to do with the PC, but you wanna pinch your nipple and feel for any discharge or anything irregular with the skin there.
And if you're feeling any kind of bump, like she said, if it's on the other side, you're good to go.
If you're symmetrical, you're good. Asymmetrical,
they gotta be good. They gotta be good. All right, let's go get one. Like, I wanna see.
I need the live reaction. My face just drops.
And guys, if you got women in your life and you really care about them, just bring it up once in a while. Be like, hey, when was the last time you checked out your kid?
You
like, I enjoyed them last night, but how do you feel around to make sure you know what they're taken care of?
You could even offer to do a monthly breast exam.
Oh, yeah. You know, mention all your that. Mention also be doing an exam.
Yeah, Mentor Goes is super important. We've all seen Fight Club.
And see how she's basically, she's starting up there and then circling all around and then doing another loop closer to the nipple and then squeezing the nipple. And that's our wonderful vertical way. And then we have Kaya looking at Liam, Kaya down. If you're not so comfortable,
just like
just standing up and doing it, you can always lay down and do it. Especially for women who have larger breasts, I feel like laying down would actually be easier for them. They can feel it a lot better without it interfering. I don't have large breasts, and this is my assumption. is I think that like laying down,
I have 36 D's, 34 double D's, I'm 4'11", my back hurts, this is nice. Always get high with the wrist.
Sharon as well.
Perfect medical advice.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so you're going to put your arm up right here, right?
Yeah, arm up here. And then you'll just kind of do the same exact thing.
Yep.
So it'll start here, the vertical method. So there's a circular method.
Mm-hmm.
There's a circular method, which is I was getting from in a circle. The vertical method would just be.
Yeah, you press.
Kind of doing stripes.
You want to feel the.
So
kind of
demonstrate that.
Up and down.
Instead of going in
a circle. Instead of going in a circle, go right. Show her again.
So you would again start with
okay.
And then
kind of pull up more.
All right. I don't know what I'm doing. This is really embarrassing.
That's what we're here for, right?
No, you order. I don't know.
I don't.
I was told how to do this right before
yeah.
I'm on, and now it's not.
You're still feeling the same thing.
Like, and then why don't you do it? Because we practice.
And right,
the
yeah.
other person doing it, self-examining, and the other person doing it with you. So
I really want to get it.
There you go.
It's very important to have a good bedside manner and not the way you're
holding it. That's right.
I'm feeling. You can feel the glands in there. You're supposed to feel all that. You just don't want to feel any, what is it, a pebble in your oatmeal.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're going up in there.
So this is perfect. See how everyone else can kind of see how to do it. Yeah.
I'm not enjoying that. Not at all. And then we're going to come back to the nipple as well and squeeze the nipple. Make sure you don't have any discharge. Then you go also, you got to do it to the other side.
Yes.
You're going to flip over one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just said to her, my friend, she's already doing tricks. Michelle, you want to come demonstrate? You want to get this movie? Come on, tag team.
I should love.
It's such a tag team.
This is fun. This is more what I wanted. Did you see where my hat is? You know exactly what
I did. I didn't do the arm as well as I should have, so why don't you show us? I was more about getting the boobs. But see, that's why you need more than one person.
The arm is a very important
yes.
piece because that is like where tons of tissue builds up, mm-hmm. right? Is that? I've actually been to the doctor for a month in my armpit.
Okay.
It was nothing serious. So even if you do find a lump, just go to the doctor and see what it is. It's not always worst case scenario, you know?
Yeah, don't assume that you're going to die instantly. Like, I might do that all the time with everything. But just try not to.
Yeah.
And a breast exam is something that you can Google. Normally, I wouldn't be like, get your information from Google. But if you want, like, to ignore all of our jibber-jabber and just, like, go and get a direct information, you can definitely Google how to do this. It's not difficult to do, but you need to do it. Like, you need to.
Well, this video will be seen in every doctor's office in the country someday, so that's, yeah. I have to look forward to.
Yeah. Good job, baby.
There we go.
So what have you learned, Mr. Stoner Jesus, today about bosoms?
Hot women, examine your breasts whenever possible. Mm-hmm. And if there's lumps or anything abnormal, see a doctor.
Cold women can too. Like, you don't have to be hot. It can be cold as well. All women and men should check their breasts.
Yes. If you have anything abnormal, anything that's not there, not supposed to be there, contact your doctor. And, a professional titty checker, check your titties.
Yeah, check your titties. My doctor, but I don't know. Yeah. This
awesome.
Is
that was good practice for Michelle.
Thank you, ladies. Before I let you go, obviously you're out in California. Have you? Are you enjoying the legal environment out in California when it comes to the Mary Jane?
I took my vape pen from Colorado, and then I brought it to the state of California, and it's great. No, it's legal to do it out of. It's literally, they just passed a law. Yes.
So I thought it was.
I'm still so scared of that. I'm like,
I see if I'm more likely to fire.
No, so yeah, it's been fantastic, and you can just use, you can use it on the street. I had no problem using it outside. It's fantastic. It's nice.
I can't hold my weed.
I can't hold.
I'm not good to be around when I'm so really, really awkward. Mm-hmm. So
I will be purchasing some today. I'm very excited about that. We're gonna start our day after this. Definitely go get that leaf blower.
Awesome, ladies. CamGirlDollhouse.com. Make sure you go check it out. Thank you for joining us and Check Your Titties Month here on the Sharon Jesus Show.
Yay.
Bye.
Thank you, ladies.
Yeah.
Awesome stuff.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com. The smoke is rising, and the next crop of podcasts devoted to cannabis providers and enthusiasts are ready to be harvested. Welcome to the Cannabis Radio Network, founded by respected rainmakers who have been producing award-winning podcasts for over a decade. Industry headlines, business updates, medical reports, marketing, and e-commerce education rolled up perfectly for your consumption. Let's grow together. The Cannabis Radio Network. CannabisRadio.com. Get informed, get inspired, and get connected on NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice, Mondays on demand, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Yeah, listen up, ladies. It's October, women in every city, whip them out, it's time to check those titties. Getting cancer, that would be a pity, that's why you need to be checking your titties. Get off the bra and feel those boobies, or have someone else check while you're smoking a doobie. It's Check Your Titties Month, that's right, set them free and check them all night. Call up Stoner Jesus and check them on air. Don't be shy, I'm sure you got a nice pair. Getting cancer is really shitty, so check them bitches right now. It's October, check your titties. It's October, check your titties. To the hot bitches all around the city, free those memories and rub them titties. Don't have Stoner Jesus stickers, that's a pity. Call up the show and check those titties. Don't be scared either way, you have to know. Now get that shirt off and let's go. Check Your Titties Month, that's it. Set them free and rub those tits. Call up Stoner Jesus and check them during the show. Don't be shy for your meaty globes. Getting cancer is really shitty. So check them bitches right now. It's October. Check your titties. It's October. Check your titties. That's right, ladies. Call up 1-347-414-WEED. Check those titties live on air. Win stickers, yo.
Oh, Lady Marijuana Llama, tell you something now. About a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seeds, sell the bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put the big celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is Hemping, that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. The business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot-proofed by the man who run High Times. Oh, yeah? Get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me on crap, channel. Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.
Now available for pre-order through crowdfunding for just $14 plus $10 shipping. Pouches. Premium mixing and rolling pouches allow you to carry and prepare your herbs for consumption with discretion and ease. These stylish pouches are handcrafted using strong zips, long-wearing buffalo leather outside, and smooth sheepskin inside. A portion of proceeds go to fund vital medical research into cannabis for ADHD. See a demo and get yours now on Indiegogo or pouches.com. That's pouchz.com. The
following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome back, everybody. Stoner Jesus Show live on the video chat. We have Eva Lovia, adult superstar, soon to be mom to an infant, all kinds of stuff going on. We'll talk about all of it, of course. First of all, Eva, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Not a problem. For people who don't remember, we had you on about, I guess it's about 4 years ago now. And at the time, I'd seen you, I seen Pornhub was doing like this promotion where they were trying to raise money to have you and a male co-star fly into space and be the first couple to have sex in space. I didn't see the grand finale of that. What was the wrap up to that story?
It never happened. We didn't hit our goal, so no space exploration, unfortunately.
That's a shame. In the last 4 years, no one else, no private investors have come forward. There's been no movement on that.
No, right? Yeah, no interest.
Unfortunately,
it's been cool. I've been legend, right?
To get on that, people, anybody out there, if there's any rich people watching, you want to, you know, spend some money on something that's to be incredibly interesting, still would be incredibly interesting.
Totally.
You know, pony up the cash.
Exactly. The option's still there.
So I did mention that you are pregnant. About how far along are you? How close are you to the blessed event?
8 months.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're very close.
Yeah, it just flew by.
Was it something you planned? Was it a surprise? What was the...
We were planning to start trying, but we weren't actively trying. So it was like a bit of a surprise because like we thought there was going to be issues with that. And then it just happened. So yeah, it's good.
Well, there you
Very
go.
Good. Yeah.
For people who don't know, you have continued with some of the adult content after your pregnancy. Was there any thought of, I mean, have you cut back some? Was there any thought of maybe I'm not going to do this when I'm pregnant, any of that? Or was it just a natural continuation of your life?
It was definitely something that I had to think about. Like, I didn't want to make that decision like rashly or just like whatever was out of convenience. So I did have to like weigh the pros and cons and like what it meant for, not only for myself, but like for women in general to still shoot while I'm pregnant. And I think just like it furthers that the point that just because you get pregnant, you're not a sexual being anymore, right? Like, so you still have these needs and these urges and you're still a woman and it's still your body. And I think that there's like a misconception that like, if you're pregnant or if you're a mom, you have to go like hide under a rock and never be seen again, that these things are like conflicting ideals. You can't be sexy and a good mom. So for me, it was like a bigger message and like kind of like a feminist decision to keep shooting.
Okay. For those of you watching, there was a little bit of video glitching, but the audio came through well. So newer technology, sometimes that happens. How has the pregnancy affected your career overall? What's some of the stuff you focus on now?
So I do primarily solo work now, and I've kind of been doing that since I left like the mainstream adult industry. And then obviously right now everything is pregnancy geared. So to some people that's a turn on or it's interesting and they kind of want to explore it. And then other people, they're like, I'll come back when you're not showing anymore. It's just not my cup of tea. So yeah, it's a lot more mild, I guess, than what some people are used to just because they aren't like these really big elaborate scenes or these really hardcore scenes. But so far, like the feedback has been really overwhelmingly positive and everyone like really likes these new changes.
Okay. I would imagine that there's a lot of requests for people who contact you for, you know, pregnancy fetish stuff and stuff like that. Has there ever been any like really weird pregnancy focused fetish requests? Something maybe you were just like, I don't think I'm going to do that.
Not yet, actually. Like I have like some really like calm, chill fans. Like no one is too extreme. And I think that's because when I was shooting mainstream adult, like I never was one of those like extreme performers. Mm. Like I'm like more realistic, you know, like couple kind of geared porn. So I think that's just a fan base that I attracted. I do have a lot of people that are asking for like lactating videos already, but I think a lot of men don't understand like that doesn't come in until baby's here. So like it's not even an option. But that seems to be like a huge thing, which I didn't even know was a fetish. I didn't even know that was an option, but it is. Yeah,
there's a lot of stuff out there. I seem to hear new stuff every day, even now after all these years and talking to so many women and performers in the industry. It's incredible.
Something for everybody.
It's a wild, wild place.
It really is. You can find some interesting stuff.
You probably thought about this. It's probably something that maybe you discussed with your significant other or whatever. There will obviously come a point in the future when the baby you're carrying now will see videos of you, you know, before, after, during the pregnancy, all that stuff. Have you given any thoughts of what that conversation will be like?
Oh, of course. And I mean, I didn't make the decision lightly, and even like prior to getting pregnant, like that was already out there, and like you have to think like that's going to follow you forever if someone wants to find it. But I guess like my husband and I have just had the conversation that we hope that we raise like a free thinking individual, and that he's not like a judgmental, critical kind of person, and that he doesn't look at sex as like a bad, gross thing that shouldn't be, you know, enjoyed by two consenting adults or more consenting adults in some people's cases. But that it's just like a natural thing that happens, and it's not something to like be shameful about. But obviously, like depending on when that happens, it can be embarrassing, and there's probably going to be a couple of fights around it. But hopefully as he like matures and becomes an adult, then he can kind of formulate his own opinions on everything.
Yeah. Hopefully it's not something that comes like from like a school friend or something like that.
Yeah, but like honestly, so even if you think about that, like I guess boys probably start looking at porn what, like at around 12-ish, realistically.
Yeah, especially with the internet, I guess as soon as possible.
Yeah, like as soon as you can kind of get the parental controls off of everything. But who's going back and looking, you know, 15 years in, like, you know, into the archives of porn? Like,
that's true.
Like, yeah, it's going to be there, and I'm definitely not going to hide it. It'll be a conversation at some point, but I think it's a lot more likely that like my husband and I like are the ones to tell him than someone else is to find him. Because a 10-year-old, again, isn't going to like put two and two together and be like, oh, this is a video of your mom from like 15 or 20 years ago. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just there's going to be new, hotter girls, and he's not going to want to see his mom naked. So,
yeah, I'd imagine the sheer amount of porn that's going to be made in the next 10 or 15 years is, I mean, it's going to be it's mind boggling.
Totally. It's going to be overwhelming. I mean, think about how much content is just pumped out daily. Do you know what I mean? And it's only cameo in the back. It's only going to get, I think, more and more diluted like as time goes on. So again, like I'm not like too concerned, you know, if that's like our biggest hurdle, then I think we're doing good.
Absolutely. I was looking through your Twitter feed, and I noticed a lot of your retweets are kind of like politically geared. And I noticed that you and I probably have a lot of political overlap. When it comes to that, I'm very much of a libertarian leaning type of person. I know you retweeted Jordan Peterson, who I'm a huge fan.
I love
of.
Him.
Do you get any blowback or negative feedback from that? I imagine you do on
Twitter. My gosh, of course. Social media is so extremely like liberal to the point where it's like mind boggling. It's like we live in this time where you can't have a differing opinion, otherwise you're a bad person. And for some reason, at least a lot of, you know, people that follow me, or I guess like watch porn or, you know, involved in the porn industry as like a consumer, are very left wing, and like they lose it. And like the arguments aren't even like, you can't even engage because you can't argue with someone that's that neurotic. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I think we should all be able to have different opinions and get along, and it shouldn't be an issue. But now it's like, if you are, you know, libertarian, conservative, whatever, then you're racist and an awful person.
Yeah. Yeah. I definitely get a lot of that, probably not on the scale that you do, but being someone who's in the cannabis community, and obviously there's a lot of left-leaning people in the cannabis community, and if I say something even remotely conservative, or, you know, kind of note that the hysteria around Trump is a bit much. I mean, he's not the greatest guy in the world, but, you know, he's not, you know, beating babies against the concrete either. So, and I get a lot of that blowback. But Twitter, I think, is really it's become more of a toxic place. I've been on there a long time, and it's my biggest social media outlet and platform, but it's become a weird place, especially after the Trump win. It can be horrid and repetitive, and sometimes I just avoid it. Do you find yourself avoiding Twitter sometimes because of that?
Sometimes because like I have to be in the mood to engage or like stir the pot, and sometimes I am just because like I think it's funny. You know what I mean? Like it is funny to watch people just be so reactive and not like just like take a second and just like have an educated conversation. So like if you're gonna react, then I'll give you something to react to, kind of a thing. But then other days I'm like just way too stressed, or I'm like just maybe like energetically like drained and like I cannot engage, so I'm just not gonna go on for a couple of days. But I definitely agree. I think Twitter definitely has a more negative kind of vibe than a lot of other social platforms. And I think a lot of that is because of how much is getting censored on there if you aren't super, you know, liberal or left. And it's like you get all of these conservative people that are getting kicked off or timed out. And like the conversation just isn't allowed to be had right now.
Yeah, it's definitely a strained time when it comes to any kind of discussion or discourse or anything, which is sad. But I don't know if it's going to get any better. I mean, it doesn't seem like it's going to anytime in the near future, that's for sure.
No, definitely not anytime soon.
Obviously, we here we all love cannabis. Mary Jane, most of my fans do as well. I really don't remember back. I didn't go back and re-listen to my old interview with you. I wanted everything to be, you know, be fresh and all that. So I don't remember what you said about your relationship then with Mary Jane, but I know a lot of people, it evolves obviously over the years. Where are you at currently with cannabis?
So yeah, I can't remember our interview from that long ago either. But I mean, I've always kind of been like pro any drug for anybody. I think like everyone's an adult and can make their own decision. But when it comes to like cannabis, weed, whatever, I like, obviously now I don't get to really partake, but pre-pregnancy, like I'm like moderate, like a couple times, like a month. I'm just like such a lightweight that like any kind of edible or weed, like just like smoking, I just am on the couch. Like I just shouldn't go in public. Like, I enjoy it. It relaxes me. It makes me giggly, but it's just, I can't function. So yeah, I'm like the occasional user, but obviously not for the last 7-8 months.
Okay. Have you jumped on the CBD bandwagon yet?
I think that's a bunch of bullshit. I know it's going to piss people off. It's going to. And I think it's done some great work for like people with seizures in particular. But for everything else, I think people are kind of treating it like a snake oil right now. And it's like, oh, you have this CBD, you have this CBD. And it's not, there's like no one thing that can cure all ailments. And I think that's kind of where it's going. And for me, it doesn't work. Like topically, it doesn't work. I've had like the super extreme milligrams for headaches or, you know, any kind of aches and pains, and I don't notice anything.
Yeah, I notice there's a lot of problems now with the products people get with a lot of testing. They're not even, they don't even have CBD in them. They have all kinds of other crap in them. And
right.
Supposedly,
and then
you know,
from China too, that's like being used over there to like get all of the toxins out of the air, and then you're ingesting it. It's like you don't know what you're getting.
Yeah, it's definitely crazy stuff. What about the near future of your career? Any kind of thoughts about where you go, obviously after the baby? Any kind of projects? Any thoughts in that area?
So I've been like working like crazy pretty much as soon as I found out to be able to get like enough archived material while I'm like going through my healing process, because no one really knows, you know, how that's gonna play out. It's like so based, like individualized. So I'm definitely not gonna stop producing content. There's like enough to keep coming out. And then I do plan on just like returning and doing like all of my like live updates on different socials. Cause like I jumped on the premium snap train just like almost everyone else. So yeah, just plan on keeping that going for right now, and we'll kind of just see where it goes.
Yeah, I gotta get me one of those. See if
see what happens.
Money flowing.
Yeah.
Hey, some people may want to see my boobs. You never know.
You never know. There's something for everybody. Capitalize on it.
Absolutely. Well, I'm still young, at least. Unless I got the body
right
for it. Well, thank you, Eva. Obviously, you're on a lot of places on the internet, snaplovia.com, fallenlovia.com. Any other places that people can look for you and find you online?
Just on social. So Instagram is Lovia Long Time, and then Twitter is Fallen Lovia. If you want to see some really interesting political repertoire, go over there.
Some nice political arguments.
Yeah.
Every now and then.
Yeah, it's fun.
Eva, thank you for being on the
show.
Thank
you.
And good luck with the baby and all that.
I appreciate it. Have a good night.
You too. Thanks.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Y'all motherfuckers going around showing this fucking picture. Now y'all photoshopping it even more. Like, oh, Cardi pussy, Cardi pussy. First of all, that ain't my pussy. My pussy right here. This is where I birthed my daughter from. This right here, the part that shows, you know, when I go like this, that's just my ass. You know when you got a fat ass? That shit gets fat right there. This part right here, this is the part that gives the dick comfort. You know what I'm saying? This is the part that, like, when you go like this in and out, that's what this nigga feel. That's my ass. You know what I'm saying? Y'all want to look at my pussy so bad, y'all should have went see me when I was a motherfucking stripper and I was promoting myself. Like, come see me. Now, too bad.